This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Election Commission today released the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh after the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral roll. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Nadeep Rinwa said that out of 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the name of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll.
We have published the draft electoral roll. The main findings show that there were 15 crore 44 lakh 30,092 registered voters. Of this, the number of voters whose enumeration forms were received indicating they are still alive was 12 crore 55 lakh 56,000.
Names of a total of 2 crore 89 lakh voters were not found in the draft voter list, which is 18.70% of the existing voter list. Of these, 46 lakh 23,000 are deceased voters. 2.17 crore have been moved, and names of 25 lakh 47,000 were registered in more than one place. Mr. Nadeep said the voters can check their details by entering their EPIC number on the Commission's website. He urged voters that if their names are missing in the draft voters list, they can fill the form number 6. If the window for submitting the claims and objections open today and will continue till the 6th of next month. He added that these submissions will be examined and decided during the notice period, which began today and continues till the 27th of February. He said the Commission will release the final voter list under SIR on the 6th of March this year. The Election Commission has issued strict instructions to West Bengal election authorities that all notices related to alleged data inconsistencies or logical discrepancies detected in the draft electoral rolls of the state during the ongoing SIR must be downloaded immediately and delivered to the concerned voters within the next 4 to 5 days. It has also sent a clear message that no negligence will be tolerated in this work. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has directed all district electoral officers that starting today, a detailed report must be submitted daily on how many logical discrepancy notices were served in each assembly constituency. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that Global AI Impact Summit will be held in India next month. Mr. Vaishnaw was addressing the Rajasthan Regional Artificial Intelligence Impact Summit virtually. The minister said the global summit, which has been previously held in the UK, South Korea and France, will be held in India this time. He said as part of the preparations for the Global AI Summit, regional AI summits are being held in all states of the country. Mr. Vaishnaw said within the next year, 10 lakh young people and small entrepreneurs will receive AI skills. Punjab police today arrested 7 people and recovered arms, ammunition and narcotics in 2 separate operations. In a joint operation, the Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, and the Border Security Force, BSF, apprehended 4 individuals from a border village in Amritsar with around 20 kilograms of heroin. Police said the preliminary investigations indicate the key operative were linked to Pakistan-based handlers and coordinated the delivery and distribution of drug consignments across the region. The Madurai Division Bench of the Madras High Court today upheld a single judge's order allowing lighting of a ceremonial lamp atop a stone pillar on the Thiruparanakundaram hill shrine in Tamil Nadu on the occasion of Deputhoon. Division Bench of Justice G. Jayachandran and K.K. Ramakrishnan said the lamp may be lit and the number of persons permitted can be fixed subject to consultations with the Archaeological Survey of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. A. Jayashankar today met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. The benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in the red. The Sensex fell 376 points to close at 85,063, while the Nifty shed 72 points to settle at 26,179. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open today. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El Karaksi in the semi-finals at the University of Birmingham venue. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty have progressed to the second round of the men's singles in Malaysian Open in Kuala Lumpur. Lakshya defeated Jia Heng, Jason Tae of Singapore, in a thrilling opener. And with that, we end this news bulletin.